Slinging spells down the street, same old decks we played last week. It's MTG in quarantine. We're all alright, we're all alright. MTG in Quarantine Podcast.
Heyo, what is up, everybody? My name is MJ, and you are listening to the one and only MTG in Quarantine Podcast, where the motto is EDH, community, now and always. As usual, before we get started here, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to take this opportunity to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtginquarantine. It's a huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And you can pick up your very own MTG in Quarantine branded playmat over at Inked Gaming. That's inkedgaming.com. Got two really awesome versions, both the full color logo as well as the grayscale version. You're going to want one for you and all of your friends this upcoming holiday season. So again, you can go on over to Inked Gaming. That's inkedgaming.com. Go to the link tree in the episode description below. Utilize my affiliate code, and every purchase you make will help support the channel and is greatly appreciated. Now, on to today's episode. So, about 24 hours ago, I finished up my experience at Silicon Dynasty 2, the CDH tournament brought to you from San Jose, California, by Eminence Gaming. And it was my second time going to a Silicon Dynasty event. If you've been listening to my show long enough, you probably remember my wrap-up from the first time I played Silicon Dynasty, and I decided, what the heck, I'll just play Silicon 2, see if I do any better this time. And before anyone is wondering how I did horribly, at least at the beginning. So I decided, yes, so last time I decided to play Yuriko the Tiger Shadow without really, you know, ever playing the deck before, because it seems a fairly simple deck to play. And I wanted to play something different this time. And I had Nathan Jones, aka the Hermit Druid, on the show previously to talk about his Timna the Weaver and Dargo the Shipwrecker Dab farm. So Dargo Alter Breach farm deck. And it seemed like a really cool idea, something I really wanted to play, because obviously I love Boros, I love Orzhov, and Mardu just seemed like a really fun kind of mid-rangey turbo list to, you know, be able to utilize, if nothing else, be able to utilize the Etchfoil Timna that I have, and play Dargo, which seemed like a really fun idea. And honestly, I had a mixed bag at the tournament. Obviously, I hadn't played a whole ton of CDH going in, hadn't had a whole luck with the deck, and my games were definitely, like I said a moment ago, a mixed bag. So a couple of games I had where I was actually in the game. I was participating, I was kind of doing the thing. Potentially in game two, if I had seen the line, maybe I actually could have won a tournament game with that deck. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out. Ended up utilizing most of my interaction to try to stop a Rograkh Silas Wren player from going off. And unfortunately, that really blew my hand. Other games, unfortunately, really didn't go all that well. You know, sometimes you're just going to run into a bad matchup, and that's kind of what happened, or, you know, wind comes out of nowhere. Or, you know, someone countered my commander on turn one when I was, you know, probably the threat. Obviously, I was casting Dargo on turn one, which, yes, is definitely a threat. On the other hand, that really opened up room for one of my opponents to be able to actually completely go off, and, yeah. You know, it's a tournament setting, there's nothing you can do about that, but definitely had some kind of those tournament feel bads, you know. Definitely not my finest day playing Magic. It was kind of frustrated by the end of the day, but you know, that's just being in a tournament. I don't usually play in tournaments, I usually play casual CDH, so, you know, playing five games basically in a row of CDH was kind of melting my brain to the point where game five, I just kind of didn't care anymore. I was already 0-4. I was tired. And, you know, in a tournament setting where you're not playing for anything, you get kind of sloppy. So went 0-5 my first day, so day one, and had one round the next day. So moving on to day two, I actually didn't end up playing my round six match because two players ended up dropping out of the, you know, the toilet bowl pod, the Ofer pod, and ended up actually getting a win right there. So same as the original Silicon Dynasty, my official record was 1-5, with both wins, you know, coming basically via the bye the first time and, you know, not really a draw, but just not having two opponents for the second game for Silicon Dynasty 2. So basically, I don't end up finishing last, which is really awesome, but, you know, basically went 0-5 in the tournament, which is always a feels bad. But what I really wanted to talk about today was my redemption. So right after round six ended, the great folks over at Eminence Gaming decided that, you know, we only have a top 16 for those who are continuing on with the Silicon Dynasty 2 tournament, and we're only going to have the one round in the morning. So let's do a second chance tournament, you know, play for a lot less cash, but also give the folks who've shown up here a chance to, you know, play a second chance tournament, you know, get to have some fun, maybe play a new deck, yada, yada, yada. And yeah, it was, so I decided to switch back over to my bread and butter Goto Bandit Warlord. Obviously, I've talked about a lot about that deck on the show, but it's also easily my best CDH deck. My win rate is the highest of anything I've played. Actually, I've won with Goto, which is kind of a shock, versus a lot of the other CDH decks where I played, where I still haven't picked up a single win with them, no matter how many times I've played. And decided, what the heck, you know, this is my chance to go with Goto. My gut instinct after Silicon originally, the original Silicon Dynasty, was, you know, maybe I should play Goto in the second tournament. And I didn't, because I was really afraid of, you know, Dranth Magistrate, Collector Oof, which were serious problems in my local LGS back when Stax was really a big thing. And it's like, I don't really have a lot of ways to kill those creatures, and unfortunately they shut down my entire game plan. I don't really want to sit around doing nothing, you know, playing 6-7 rounds of Magic. And so, you know, it's second chance tournament. I'll just give Goto a shot. What the heck? Gonna just see, you know, am I missing something? If I did another tournament, should I run Goto? You know, just give, since I had the Goto deck already there, just had to sleeve it up. And, yeah, got into round one along with the awesome Lauren, a.k.a. MTG Hot Dog. And, yeah, so Lauren was on Dehada, I was on Goto going seat four, and the funny thing was Lauren and the player in seat three was playing Yuriko. Basically, we're going back and forth, not really jawing with each other, but, you know, interacting with each other, stopping each other from doing stuff, and ultimately Lauren dropped a defense grid, couldn't win on the turn, and ultimately, the Yuriko player came one mana short of being able to utilize, I'm trying to remember the Tarkir take an extra turn spell, the one with Delve. It'll come to me a little bit later, I guarantee it. But anyway, came up one mana short of being able to cast that, and then I was able to combo off on my next turn there, because I was able to find the right piece. Well, actually, I'd already presented Helm of the Host on the battlefield in my prior turn after tutoring, after casting Goto. It was just, okay, I'm going to present to win. Next turn, you two try to stop me, and my opponents couldn't stop me. So I was able to combo off and win my first actual game at a CDH tournament. It was really awesome, and the fact that I was able to play against Lauren was also pretty awesome, because I got to see that Dehada deck do some cool things, and yeah, that was really awesome. Second round, you know, didn't do as well, and the game only went to turn three, unfortunately. I did get to cast Goto, but I went for the Hammer of Nazan, which, you know, is a really good value play, especially if you don't have a way to, you know, be able to cat or be able to equip Helm immediately or within the next turn. So I went with Hammer. I was hoping to top deck something. As it turns out, I ended up top decking the Mana Crypt on the turn where I would have, if I had had Helm, I would have had enough mana to at least attempt equip. Yeah. Really not a lot I can do about that. So, yeah, if I was probably that close to winning, honestly. Yes, my opponents had interaction, but I don't know if they had removal for Gota or for the Helm. So, you know, just one of those games where there's not a whole lot you can do about it. But yeah, basically, I could have won round two, potentially. And the winner of that pod actually went on to win the whole redemption event, so I actually don't feel bad at all about that. You know, someone who goes 3-0, I'm in one of those pods, in the winner's bracket pods. Like, you know, there's not a whole hell of a lot I could do about that, right? I played hard. Goto did the Goto things. I just miscalculated where my opponents were at, and that happens, especially in a tournament play. And round three, obviously, if you win, you had to cash, or sorry, you had to go 2-1 or better to cash in that event, with $75 being the prize for going 2-1. So I'm in seat three with Goto, and my opponent cut my deck right into absolute gas. I had a mountain in there, Chromox, I think, Jeweled Amulet, excuse me, and a City of Traders. So I was able to play Mountain, Jeweled Amulet, End Step, be able to tap the amulet, add a red mana. Next turn, top deck Treasonous Ogre on turn one or turn two, I don't remember which. Have four mana, cast Treasonous Ogre. My opponents had no response, and if they did, I had a Red Elemental Blast in hand to try to, you know, get rid of any sort of removal, etc., etc., pay 33 life, cast Goto, cast Helm, win game. And yeah, I mean, I was super excited after that, because I won $75 at a CDH tournament. I never thought in my wildest dreams I was actually going to be able to win cash at a CDH tournament. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a pretty crappy CDH player, honestly. And the fact that I was able to pilot my favorite deck to, I mean, what I'm going to call a top 16, you know, since it was an official Eminence Gaming side event, effectively, but it was still a tournament. So I will go on record now saying that I have top 16 a CDH tournament. There were 46 players, I think, so, you know, actually a healthy number of folks there. Yeah, so I'm forevermore, I can say I officially top 16 in events, so that's pretty awesome. Got $75, and then thanks to the folks over at Propaganda MTG, I was able to pick up a nice foil Strixhaven Art Demonic Tutor. And that's going to go really nice in my Alenda deck, which was already running the one copy of Demonic Tutor I already owned. Well, now it's going to be nice and foily. So I'm really happy about that upgrade. Also got a couple other nice Japanese cards as well. Really cool looking promo Sakura Tribe Elder, a Toski, which is always really useful in a green deck. And a Gamble, because I've never had a copy of Gamble before, so just kind of tack that on to be able to utilize the rest of my $75. So yeah, I was able to get some really cool cards for my prize, and was able to really share that celebration along with Lauren, who was around to, you know, to talk about my win with, and that was really awesome. Really, the event wasn't as, you know, wasn't as populated, I would say, as the first one was. Obviously, the first one was a giant spectacle. It was not really the first CDH tournament, one of the first big CDH tournaments out there back in January. It's hard to believe it's been 9 months already. And things were a lot different, but you had a lot more of the MTG community there, which was really nice. And this time, you didn't really have that. There was a much smaller player base, and a lot of the folks who showed up to the original one weren't there. So it felt a little emptier, but, you know, it was still fun to be able to participate in the tournament. The fact I was able to do some things with Darko Timno was pretty awesome. Obviously, there were some things I could learn from, some things that, you know, obviously I can't really learn from, because you're just going to have the bad matchups, right? But, you know, had a winning, potential winning line shown out to me. It's like, oh, yeah, I should have gone for that. But at the time, you know, it's a tournament. I get, you know, I get kind of nervous really easily. So, yeah, it's easy to get flustered, especially when you're dealing with very complex combos and you're dealing with three opponents. You're trying to do things quickly with a deck you're not overly familiar with. I probably should have familiarized myself more with the deck going in, but on the other hand, I, you know, I'm not really necessarily going to win. I'm kind of going to play Magic, and if I do well, that's a bonus. And so it was really nice to be able to just get out of town for a weekend, go down to San Jose, stay at the exact same hotel, do everything I did last time in Silicon, and go on five again with a win being a buy or a drop, honestly. But yeah, just being able to win that second chance tournament was really awesome, especially with my favorite deck. And just being able to explode out of nowhere on a turn two Treasonous Ogre win, that was so awesome. It's not necessarily the coolest win I've ever had. Obviously, that will be reserved for the time at Command Fest Bellevue, where I did turn one Godo. To be able to do that in a tournament with $75, basically a foil Demonic Tutor on the line, to be able to combo off on turn two with my opponents just left scratching their heads on, they had no idea I was going to be able to go that fast out of the gates. And it was really cool to be able to celebrate that. Celebrate that win, get some awesome cards, and just, be able to actually put some real wins on my Eminence Gaming record. So, yeah, that was my wrap-up for Silicon Dynasty 2. If you're interested in checking out my wrap-up for Silicon Dynasty 1, you can find that and all the other MTG and Quarantine podcast episodes on the usual major outlets. That is your Googles, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rockcast, Overcast, Breaker, and a million others. I honestly don't remember all of them. But if it's a major podcast outlet, odds are you can probably find my content on there. You can also find me on Twitter. I refuse to say X, so Twitter at twitter.com/MTGInQuarantine. You can also find all of my social links in the link tree in the episode description below, including my Mox field, which will include my tournament decks, as well as the cosplay Instagram that I have, and, just general other stuff as well. So yeah, definitely check that out. Also check out my Inked Gaming affiliate code if you haven't already. Again, every purchase helps support the channel, and they're a really awesome company. I love my playmat. I utilize my playmat for every game at Silicon Dynasty. It's holding up pretty well, and I gotta say, the art's really awesome. So, yeah. I think that is everything. I wanted to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine. Huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Vince, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach Jero for supporting the show. If you'd like to support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGInQuarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.